Blog Talk Radio.
You know there's more to this world than what you're told. Paranormal phenomenon, supernatural forces, government conspiracies, alien visitors. Step out of the world you see, open up your mind, and get ready for another round of strange at the Supernatural Radio Show with Corrine DeWinter and Nino Del Padre. Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. Listen up, world. Here's Corrine and Nino.
Girl, she looking good, looking real good. Love you.
Come on. Me. Hey. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thursday, July 11th, 2013. We are at Mercury in retrograde, which means that anything with communication or travel that can go wrong probably will. But that doesn't matter because we have the amazing Yvette Scott with us tonight. And Yvette is a medium, a psychic. She does tarot cards. She communicates with the dead quite often. She's just an amazing talent, and we're so happy to have her with us. And we're going to bring Yvette on right now and see how she's doing. Okay, Yvette, are you with us, Yvette?
I am. Hello, everybody.
Hey, how's it going from Texas tonight?
It's hot.
Tell me about it.
Very, very hot.
And is
but
it humid?
Okay.
Yeah. Is
yes,
it humid there?
It's humid. Yep.
Yeah.
I say I've moved to a desert with trees, so
mm-hmm.
It's hard to get used to. It just kind of drains you.
Yes, it's
but
very.
But hopefully, I'll get used to it, and it won't be so difficult after a while. I'm hoping anyway. And I hear
right.
The winters are wonderful here.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. That's cool. Okay, so you know, as we are saying, Yvette, we talked earlier, and Yvette is actually presenting a fantastic special tonight, which is that. If you book a reading tonight and you pay for that reading, it will be 50% off of the normal price. And actually, the prices that are listed on the show page right now, those are subject to change, so you kind of want to take advantage of those right now. And let me tell you, after getting multiple readings from Yvette over the past year, she is well worth any amount of money you can pay to get a reading from her. She's
Thank
just
you.
Phenomenal. Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, you deserve it. It's just like you are just a fantastic communicator of spirit and the other side. And so, you guys, if you want to take advantage of it, look at the menu that I've posted there, and it has the prices. And Yvette, can you tell everyone how to pay you via PayPal if they would like to take advantage of this?
Sure. My email address is Yvette Scott, all one word, at satx.rr.com, and that's how you access the PayPal account.
Okay, so if you guys want to take advantage of a reading, because obviously Yvette's going to be doing mini readings tonight, and we ask that people only ask one question, please, because we've had callers that have been on the phone for like 20 minutes, and that's not really fair to anybody else. So we ask that you ask one question, and then if you like Yvette's response or you like the way she does things, please take advantage of her special rate tonight, which is 50% off the normal prices. And so I'm going to put your email address right now in the chat room, Yvette Scott at...
Right.
Okay.
SATX dot RR.
Dot R.
San Antonio, Texas.
Right.
Yeah, dot RR.com.
Okay, got it. So I just posted it, and this is the address to pay via PayPal. If you guys,
right.
If you guys have PayPal and you want to pay through PayPal, which is like the easiest, simplest thing to do, then do that, please.
Yeah, Yeah,
go
you
ahead.
Can also just send me an email if you want to schedule a reading any other way also, anytime. Just send me an email. I check it.
Right. Thanks. Oh, yes. That's right. And, in fact, we are talking about that. If you guys send her an email right now, and she's going to be checking her email throughout the show, if you send the email and book a reading right now, you will get the 50% off. But you need to email Yvette tonight before midnight. I mean, midnight, that's, I guess, right now you're in, what time zone are you in, Yvette?
I'm in Central Time Zone.
Central Time. Okay, so it's midnight Central Time. You guys do that before
right.
midnight Central Time, and you'll get that fantastic discount. So, yeah, it's been a busy... Now, what do you think about Mercury in retrograde now? About, you know...
I usually do okay because I'm not really technologically oriented. But
right.
It seems like sometimes it kind of pulls on me a little bit, like I think it does everyone else, and there just seem to be some delays and stuff. So, but I think it's, you know, depending on how you deal with life, I think it could be okay. It's like Murphy's Law. You know, what's going to go wrong is going to go wrong.
what can go wrong
will go wrong, you know. So, you know, I'm kind of used to that law. So Mercury in retrograde is like a walk in the park sometimes. But I know it does affect communication a lot. So.
Right, right. Okay, well, we're going to do some chatting, but first we're going to take our first phone call, if you're ready, Yvette.
Okay, sure. Okay.
And we have area code 412. Hello, 412.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good.
And what is your name?
Oh, my name is Keisha.
Keisha. Okay, Keisha. Am I echoing
Keisha?
Yep,
that's what I was like. A little bit.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm going to mute myself. You guys go ahead and talk. You can ask Yvette a question, Keisha, okay?
Okay. Hi, Yvette.
Hi, Keisha. How you doing?
I'm good. I just was wondering, what did you see coming up for my love life?
For your love life? All right. Let's
yeah.
see. Well, I see that you've been hurt before, badly, but you came out of it intact, even though it doesn't seem like you were going to at some times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that there's a need for some patience and some moderation, and I don't know if you're actively dating someone or if you have someone you have your eye on, but it's a chemistry thing, and I don't know if you remember much from chemistry in school, but sometimes there's an immediate chemical reaction, and sometimes other aspects have to be applied, for example, heat or cold, or, you know, and it takes a while for the chemical reaction to happen. There's always, when you've been hurt terribly, and there's always kind of a period of time of healing and kind of reestablishing who you are and what you really want from a relationship. So while you're waiting or while you're waiting for this reaction to happen, then it's probably good to kind of reflect on what you really want from life. I don't know, did you have a hard time with your dad? Was he kind of hard on you?
Yeah, growing up, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, that affects how you see men and relationships with men. For whatever reason, our relationship with our father kind of affects how we see a relationship with a man and kind of sets up for us as a small child a pattern, you know, or things that we, roles almost, the things that we think. And then it's not always that comfortable to us. And so I see a little bit of that happening for you also. Are you in a relationship right now?
Me and somebody, we've been kind of back and forth, you know, but he,
yeah,
acts like he just don't want to let go or, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. We're always back and forth.
Yeah. And that's always difficult because you never know where you stand. And you probably like to know exactly what's going on. You know, it's like playing a game and the rules keep changing or, you know. So I know that it's uncomfortable because you kind of like to know what the rules are, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. So, and then you've got to add in this other factor of this person that maybe have, you know, having a hard time because of their past relationships or their past baggage that they bring to the situation of letting go or releasing fear or and stuff like that. So are you worried about your finances right now?
Somewhat, but not too much. Not too much.
Yeah. And I kind of see you, they're just, you know, not a like a great problem with finances in your life, but just a little bit. It's sort of kind of like you have to let go. You know, it's like roller skating. I don't know if you ever roller skated or whatever kids do nowadays, rollerblading. But you know how when you're first learning, you have to kind of let go of the wall every once in a while, you know? And so in your financial world, sometimes you have to take a few chances, you know? So I just see that around you right now, as well as this relationship thing going on.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But just remember that, you know, what the lessons that you learned from your dad, whatever he told you or however he made you feel, that you do tend to carry them into your adult relationships with men. And so, you know, just if you, as long as you know what those were, you kind of hear the patterns or hear what he said to you or something, and you can, as an adult, because as a child we have trouble distinguishing what's right and what's wrong, but as an adult we can look at it from a different point of view and say, hey, you know, he said I was such and such, but I'm not really, you know, and that was just, you know, his opinion, and it doesn't make it real. My mom always says that to me. Just because somebody says something doesn't mean it's true.
So just
be aware of those little thoughts in your head that you hear that could be his voice, you know, kind of being harsh on you. So.
Okay. All right.
Does it help you?
Well, yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Thanks, Keisha.
Okay, have a good day.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And next we have area code 210. I know I said that a little freaky. 210, are you there? Hello,
yes.
210. Yes, hello.
Hello, it's me. I'm 210.
Oh, shoot. And I'm brain dead. Like, hello, yes, I'll give myself a reading. 201.
Sure.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm talking to Noah.
I'm a little freaked out.
It's okay. I figured it was me, and then I tried to talk, and I didn't hear I'm muted, so...
What's your name, honey?
Brittany.
Brittany. Hey, Brittany. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
How are you doing, Brittany?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you.
I just wanted to see if there's anybody, you know, from Spirit that would like to talk to me.
I get an older man that's passed. I don't know. Do you have a granddad or a dad that's passed?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's an older man who had something to do with your financial stability, so I don't know if they were a good provider for you or something like that. But anyway, there's something about finances, and they're here.
Yeah.
Did you have a specific question for them?
I just wanted to see who came through. It's not really.
Yeah. I think the message that they're trying to tell you, because I see, I pulled some cards for you also, is that your prayers that you pray, they're heard. And you know, whoever you talk to, you know, if you talk to the angels, if you talk to this person that you're wanting to hear from, they hear you, or to God, they hear you, and just to acknowledge that you're being heard, because I think sometimes when people pray, they're not sure, you know, but that you are being heard. And also there's something in your life that you're going to have to put down so you can pick something up that's better for you. So I don't know exactly what that is, but hopefully you do. But there's something you're going to have to put down in order to pick up something that's much better for you. So just know that your guides and your loved ones that are passed over, that they're all there to help you. So it seems like you might want to handle everything yourself, kind of, you know, and almost feel like you can't ask for help, even though you're the first person to help when other people need help. But for asking for help for yourself seems difficult, and so don't be afraid to ask. They're there to help you. They are just waiting for you to say, please help me, and that can be in any aspect of your life. So just know that they're there, that they love you, and then you know that there's something you have to put down to pick up, and also that your prayers are being heard. Okay?
Well, I wonder what that is, but I'll figure it out.
That you have to put down to pick up?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you take on a lot of projects, or if you're trying to juggle a whole bunch of things at once. And so that, you know, you're kind of a perfectionist and you kind of like to do everything right. So you spend a lot of time kind of running around stamping out fires, you know.
Yeah.
And so in order to actually focus on what's important, you're going to have to let some of that stuff that's not as important as that, you prioritize and let some of that stuff go, and so that you can focus and do the job that you have to do for yourself, because you are a perfectionist and you do have to do everything exactly right, you know. And so it's just really difficult to have that
iron
in the fire.
I
guess
so.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
So, yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Brittany. Okay, and well, we're off to a good start here. I can't even get the right phone numbers. Okay, so next we have area code, and I know this is true. 561. 561, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Who is this?
Hi. This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I feel every time I say that, I feel like Wendy Williams. How you doing?
Who's
Wendy
Williams?
Crazy.
I love her. I really do. I just love her.
She's
always
real.
Like, how you doing? So, did you have a question tonight?
I have questions, but can I get a general? Because there's a lot going on.
Okay.
A
all
lot.
Right. We'll just see what the big deal is here right now. Ooh. Wow, you weren't kidding, were you?
I told you.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have the wish card, which is, you know, one of the best cards, I think, in the deck. Only comes with one tiny warning, and that's be careful what you wish for, because it might actually come true, or it will actually come true. Also, I see that recently you've got a completely different 180 perspective on the situation or something in your life, maybe your life in itself. And it's kind of been, I don't know, it just made you look at life a little bit differently. So I don't know if something happened to you or you just completely, it's like turned your whole life upside down from your viewpoint. You know, it's not necessarily catastrophic, but just your viewpoint and how you see life has changed, and what's important has changed. And I think sometimes that's kind of scary, but it's actually a really nice place to be, especially in conjunction with the wish card. So you're kind of in a position to make a wish and just have it happen for you. Just be really careful that what you wish for is what you want.
Yeah.
Now, are you? Is there a lady, a woman, that you're dealing with, that you're having some dealing with?
No, not anymore.
Okay. All right. Because I see this a person sort of in your peripheral, you know, in your snapshot of your energy right now. So I didn't know if that was someone who is that you were having trouble with.
I hope
with
I don't
someone.
Have to deal with her anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. It just looks like if you would have to deal with her again, or if it arises, or that you did deal with her, just as long as you present everything with as much love as you possibly can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it, like that. It's for the greater good of all, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
and if you can keep that in perspective when you're dealing with this person, or if you should have to deal with them again. But just remember that everything that you do is for the greater good, and that you do it with complete love. So hopefully that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does. But what you said, Earl, what you were saying, that made total sense. Totally. I view things and I view people in a different light.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of, what's the word?
But it was scary. I had to make that first step, though.
Right.
I had to. Once I made the first step, then I just kept going.
It's a little bit of sacrifice involved with it, you know.
Yeah.
Like you almost had to sacrifice, you know, in order to get to that point. But it's a great point to be in, and it makes you a more expanded person, and it makes you be able to view the world differently. And you'll never forget that lesson. You know, you'll never, every situation from now on, for the rest of your life, you will realize that there's a 180 to it, you know. And that does nothing but make it easier for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a really good thing. It's kind of cool, actually.
Okay.
But remember, you have the wish card, so you wish and dream big. I mean, don't, you know, it's kind of like having a genie with three wishes, you know. You've got the wish card, you've got the ability and the opportunity to make your wish come true, your wishes, and so make sure that you go for it, you know. Don't limit
yourself.
You know,
you said that, and I've always, for years, written down what I desire, you know, like my wish list.
Right.
And I wrote, like, I think I wrote 10 or 11 things down, and I placed it in my Bible. And I was like, this is the desires of my heart, you know.
Right.
I just did that last week.
Yep, and you've got the wish card, so just know that it's within your grasp, and to just expect it. I mean, I believe in miracles.
Oh, they
you know,
happen
and I
every
believe
day.
That wishes come. Yeah, I believe wishes come true. So, I mean, I think this is a wonderful position, especially with your new perspective and your ability to flip things and see things differently in your life, and the courage that it took to actually do what you did, to take that first step. I mean, you have to pat yourself on the back for that. I mean, that was awesome.
I had to. It had to be done, and I procrastinated and fear, and then I said, no, here I go.
And don't you feel so much better now that you've taken that step?
Yeah. It's like a baby learning to walk for the first time and just takes off.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. That's right. And so it gets better, especially in conjunction. I tell, once again, the wish card is one of my favorite cards. I always love to see it come up for people. I always love to see it and I love to see it in my own readings, because I just realize that, you know, my problem is, you know, limiting myself. You know, I don't think that I can wish that big. And that's just silly.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it so easily for other people. You know, it's just hard to apply it to yourself. So don't be afraid to dream big. I'm very pleased for you.
Yvette, you could, like, use that wish on me if you want. No, but no, that's good. It's not always easy to change, and you know, I mean, I hate change, but once we do, often it is a big relief to us. And But it's hard to see while we're doing it and before we do it. But I applaud you for
yes,
making it.
Yes, absolutely. And to be able to move forward in life with knowing that there's more than one perspective, that every situation, you can apply that to every situation, that there's always a 180 degrees from the way you're viewing it at right that moment. And you know, you say well-rounded, but that's exactly what it is. It's a circle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes everything better and I mean, I always believe the more facts you have and the more information you have, the better decisions you can make. And this is a way of getting more information spiritually, mentally, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But I wish you the best of luck and kudos to you again, because I just think that taking a step
Thank
like
you.
That is just something you should be very, very proud of.
Definitely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for calling, and God bless, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so the next caller we have, Yvette, is area code 252. 252, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 You're
there. Hi.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
I do. You know who this is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I want to see what comes up in the cards.
Okay. All right. This is a good friend of mine. Her name is Jennifer.
I think Jennifer was trying to remain incognito.
Oh, oops.
I'm here.
It's okay. Of course, I know you, so it's, you know, I know a little bit about your situation, so I'm going to try to be careful about what I say, but I just...
Right.
You just can't let your fear get in the way of allowing you to open up again, you know. I know that... You've been working with that, and just know that, you know, your parents, your mother, and your brother, your family, are trying to help you with that, and they're there for your comfort, too. So I know that you probably feel alone sometimes, and there's a lot of fear about opening again to anything, you know, life in general. And so just let... Mm-hmm. Ask for help once again, you know, like I was saying before, ask for help and know that there's comfort for you, you know, that when you're feeling alone, that your mom and your brother are there beside you holding your arms up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But don't be scared. Don't be scared to open again. I mean, it's not easy and... But you can do it. And you have support.
Right.
You know. So uh-huh. I know it's hard. But don't be scared to open up to people, to situations. And don't let the fear of what's happened to you hold you back. And when you do need comfort, know that your brother and your mom are there holding you up. Okay?
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be alone forever?
No, you're not. You're not. You're going to have your family, and that's going to include someone who's a support to you, who is a companion, who will help you. And I really feel like that's going to all happen for you really quickly.
Right.
You know, I really do. I just think that part of the blockage and part of the holding back, which of course comes from what's happened to you, is because of your fear, and once you can release that fear and open yourself up again, and that's the stuff that happened to you will never happen to you again because you've come out of it wiser and stronger, and you would never let it happen, you know? So again,
right.
So you can release that fear of opening up, and once you do, then it's going to be really quick that you're going to find someone who can be a companion, who can be part of your family, who will become part of your family.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Chuck. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I love you.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's, you know, life is not easy sometimes, but it's beautiful and it's sad, and we do the best we can.
Yeah, it can be very harsh and very difficult, and it creates, you know, this wall that we place between ourselves and the world, especially when we've been through, you know, total devastation. And unfortunately, we can't, if we wall ourselves up too much, we're actually, you know, we wall ourselves up to keep out because we're afraid, and to keep out what we fear. But what happens is we end up walling our fears in with us, and then we're kind of stuck, you know, with our fear, and that's not good. And
no,
so that's when you have like a tower situation where the whole rug gets pulled out from underneath your feet, and it's just difficult,
right?
And chaotic
and
scary.
And, yeah, and also when you're blocking, you know, the fear, you're also blocking so many other things that could be coming in. And you're
right.
Missing out on all those things. So you need to, you know, Ram Dass in his book, Be Here Now, he said, you have to keep an open heart, even in hell. Okay? So that's what we need to learn, is that we need to keep an open
right.
heart, you know?
It's so hard when you've had it stomped on, but I know if you don't open to it, it can't come to you. And while you don't want the bad things to happen, you know, that happen to you, so that's why you've got this wall up, but by opening, you have to trust in yourself, too, that you learned your lesson, you know, that those same
right.
things are not going to happen again, you know. Because you're
right.
smarter.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, yes, you're right. Okay, so Britt in the chat room says that she just bought a reading, and she wanted to make sure that she sent enough and that was the regular price menu that we had on the home page there, the show page, I mean. So, Yvette, just, you know, if you've gotten that, just confirm it when you see it.
Yes, I did get that. Thank you very much. I got the clarification also, so.
Okay, cool.
Thank you,
Brittany. Thank you. Okay, so next, Yvette, we're going to take area code 937. And 937, you're on the air. How are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's your
Hello.
Name?
My name is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy, what's going on?
I just want to know what you see for love for me. Anyone coming
love
in?
Love for Sandy, okay.
Yes.
Well, I see that you do a lot of stuff in love. That you, almost everything, or everything, actually, that you do for people around you, is with love in a very beautiful way, and so you're very deserving of love. I see a major life transition coming for you and a little bit of fear around that also. I don't know, are you seeing someone right now?
No, not really seeing anyone. I go out, there's a certain guy that I have a lot of fun with. You know, we're...
Yeah.
Float around, talk, and everything else, you know. It's a lot of fun.
Are you getting ready to make
that.
A big change or shift in your life? A move, a career change, or something, I don't know, something big happening to you in some way?
My daughter's getting married Saturday.
Yeah. I think you have a lot of fear about, excuse me, hold on just a moment. Excuse me, I had a frog in my throat. I think that you have a lot of fear about moving forward. I think this kind of ties in with what I've been talking about with, you know, things that happened to us in the past and how we carry that in there. And just the, you know, of letting go and opening yourself up a little bit. And I also think that you've had sort of a transformation in the way that you think about things also and about life in general, and that you're seeing things from a different perspective and viewpoint, and all of those factors together, plus the big major transition in your life of your daughter marrying and what that means just in general for a mother and for as a woman, you know, because it's a different, you know, she's going off on a journey that you've been on, probably.
Yes.
And maybe didn't work out so well.
Right.
You know, or did work out well, and you know, but it's, so that's all of those factors together. I think flirting and practicing and that sort of thing is exactly what you need to be doing right now.
That's,
you know,
what's going on. Yes, that's exactly what's going on. And
yeah,
plus the guy that I'm flirting with is going to the wedding. I just invited, my daughter invited the group of friends that I run around with. She invited the whole group, and they're all going.
That's wonderful. So you have a
really
good time.
And even one of my friends are going to go up. I mean, we've been good friends since high school, so it's been, you know, over 30 years. And he's
right.
going to do the one guy's going to do the father-daughter dance with my daughter because she's not inviting her dad.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's wonderful. You're going to have a really good time, and I think just keep it light with this guy and keep it flirty and keep it fun, and that will help you get through all these changes. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on in your life, and, you know, it's just, you know, and there's a little fear involved, you know, it's maybe, you know, and but what you do, you're such a loving, giving person, and you're so lovely to everyone in your life. You deserve to be loved, but keep it light and keep it flirty and keep it fun, and that's exactly what you need right now. So I think you're doing exactly what you need to be doing.
Yeah, I thought of, well, since the good friend of mine is going to dance with my daughter, the guy that I'm flirting with and, you know, having a lot of fun with, I thought about, well, he went out and danced. Why don't I go and ask the guy that I like, let go out and slow dance? So
yeah,
that's
right,
kind of my little, you know, well, hey, you know, Mark went out there. Come on, you and I go out there. So that's
I
my
think
thing.
Will, yeah, I think as long as it's light and fun and it doesn't, you know, it feels to me like you have butterflies when you think of this guy, kind of like something you haven't felt for a very long time.
Yes.
He makes you feel kind of butterfly-y, and that's a wonderful feeling. It's
and
intoxicating.
But Yvette, she should act like a butterfly around him. Because, you know, and I'm not saying all men are attracted to that, but all men, mm-hmm. as far as I know, enjoy that, like that, you know, that little mystery, the freedom, the confident woman. And, you know, could she love me one day? Maybe, he's saying to himself. Whatever. I mean, I just see guys appreciate that. They love that kind of thing. So I think
yeah.
it's great.
And
ask them to dance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, I think they'll all see a different side of me because I'm very family-oriented. I mean, I have fun with all the friends and stuff, but, you know, my kids and my grandkids mean the world to me. And so I know he's going to see a whole different side of me there, the, you know, fun-loving, you know, I can go out and have a blast with the teenage kids, but yet, you know, still be
a
me.
Family. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think that it's important because whoever you're going to be with on a long-term basis needs to understand who you are, and that's part of who you are. And like I said, everything you do with such love and such just gentleness and love towards whatever you're doing, especially probably towards your family, and they need to see that part of you. So if this guy is the right guy and if he can hang with you, then that's part of you that can't be changed and that he should appreciate and love also. So it's good that you're going to be showing him this side. So it'll be interesting and fun.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
like the butterfly feeling I get when I think of it. I just feel all giddy and schoolgirlish. And
yeah. I
know,
that.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
I'm 56 years old.
It's joyous.
Oh, thank you so much. I think you just made my night.
Okay. Well, you
thank
have
you.
A great
I love
time.
Your show.
And congratulations.
I
thank
will have
you.
To let you know what happened.
Yes,
yes
definitely.
Please do.
Well, Yuns, have a great night. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
you too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We suddenly have tons of callers, so we're going to go on to the next
okay.
one. And it is area code 928. Hello, 928. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Going one.
Hello?
Yes. Hey, you're there, 928.
Yes, hi, my name is Delfina.
Delfina?
Hi.
Alfina.
How are you doing?
Alfina, okay.
Alfina. I'm good.
Okay, do you have a question, Alfina?
Yes, I'm actually wondering what you can pick up on a person named Del.
Del? D-E-L?
Yeah, D-A-L-E.
Oh, Dale. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, actually, when I lay down the cards for a snapshot of what's around you right now, I see a couple, actually, male and female, and sort of riding the highs and lows of life. So I'm not exactly sure if that answers your question about Dale. Is he a love interest of yours?
We were together, then we broke up, like, recently.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe that's the couple is you, because you are separated by a card that is all about highs and lows. So I don't know if the relationship between the two of you kind of went through a lot of turmoil. It was either really, really good or really, really bad. And it kind of was... I'm sorry?
It was a short relationship.
Yeah. Or if I don't, yeah, I don't know if it's somebody else, but it's what I see directly around you, and something with a bunch of time and sort of highs and lows going on. So I'm not sure that this is really about Dale then. I do feel...
No, I do. I do have a question. That's my question is about him, not myself.
Yeah. I do feel like there's a sort of a sense of peace around the situation, but it's kind of a false sense of peace because a decision is going to have to be made one way or the other. Right now, you're in a place where you don't have to make a decision, but eventually you're going to. And so you really need to carefully consider what you want from the situation before you make that decision. And it's you're going to have to make
what?
A decision. I'm not sure if it's about your relationship or if you want to pursue it. If you want to, I don't know. If you're...
I told you we were already together, and then we broke up just recently. I broke up with him.
Right? Is it possible that you would be getting back together with him?
No, that was my question to you. That's what I'm asking. That's why I'm asking what you pick up on him.
Yeah, I don't read other people. I can only read your energy and only with your permission.
No,
so
can you see the situation and what's going to happen or what's going to come of the situation? Like, I'm not asking you to read his mind.
Not, you mean like a future thing, a future reading? That's what's going to happen. Well, the way I work is I see a snapshot of your energy right at this very moment. And right now I see that you're kind of in a place of peace with it, but you're going to have to make a decision whether or not you want to get back together with him or not. And that's going to be totally up to you. So, you've got to decide if he's the kind of person you want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a reason why you broke up, right?
Of course, there's always a reason why people break up. I mean,
right.
It's common sense.
Yeah. So, you're asking me to tell you whether or not you're going to get back with him, so you must still have feelings for him or you must want a relationship with him. And so you're going to have to decide based on, I mean, I don't know what happened with the relationship, but you're going to have to decide whether or not he's the kind of person that you want in your life and either initiate, you know, getting back together or move on and find someone else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, does that answer your question, Alfina?
No, not really.
Okay, well, I don't know what else she can tell you, except what is the straight out question about Dale? Do you want, like, what's the straight out question?
I guess I like that was my straight out question, like what she picks up on him. Like that was it.
All right, so why do you want to know that though?
Because, like, isn't it like general to know that? Like people want to know that after they break up. It's like, yeah,
is he
nature,
are
you
asking is he okay without you? Is that what the question?
I wouldn't necessarily phrase it like that, no.
Okay, I just don't know what you're getting at, what question you're trying to ask here, you know?
No, it's okay.
Okay, Yvette, you want to say anything else to Alfina?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go on to area code 631. Area code 631.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Do we have a question for Yvette?
Yeah, sure. Yvette, thank you for taking my call. I know you guys are always like getting relationship questions, and I hate to be like so unoriginal. I really do. But I am in a really nice relationship. I really think it's going to go somewhere, personally. I really do. Do you see me moving for this relationship?
I think in your gut, you know the truth of that matter. Do you have family where you're at right now?
Yes, it's very limited right now.
Yeah. And if you moved in this relationship, if you moved, would you be with family or without family?
Without family.
Yeah. So I see a conflict around that. There's just something, I don't know if you've been at this place a very long time where you live now, and so it would be a big change for you, or if there's, you know, you have roots there, it feels like, and so it's kind of family related, so I think it's going to be difficult, but if you wanted to, I do see you with a man, in a relationship. Just be careful that this is who you want before you sacrifice your roots for him.
Well,
and I think you...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, please speak. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I feel like you, in your gut, already know how you feel. You know what I'm saying? And don't ignore that. Don't disregard that. Your gut is really accurate. It helps you allow... In life in general, I think you do a lot of instinctive feelings about things, you know, and I think it's gotten you out of situations that could have been dangerous for you and stuff. You just had that little feeling and you're like, not going to do that or no,
right,
better not or something like that.
Like, right, yeah. I get a lot of discernment.
So, yeah, and so I feel like your discernment in this situation is accurate, so whichever way it's discerning you... then I feel like you already know the answer to that. But I do see you as a couple, or there is a couple. You guys are quite opposite, kind of, in some of the way your philosophies in life. So that's why I'm just cautioning you before you pull up roots and go someplace where you know nothing or nobody, you know, that you make sure that this is really what you want. Does that make sense?
The thing is that we're actually from the same town.
Yeah.
We actually grew up in the same town. We didn't come across one another until the past year.
Right.
2 years older than me. We went to the same school, not the same people. He grew up a mile from me. He actually grew up the block from my grandparents.
Wow.
He's very successful. Our families are here, except mine are out west, down south. He lives in Dallas. I live on Long Island. He comes up frequently. He actually left today. We both have no children. We're both divorced. It's a wonderful relationship. It really is like
right.
we both went around on mountains. We were supposed to be. I'm ready to leave. Now, our thing is we would like to go to the Bahamas to relocate there. We can do our business basically anywhere. It's something that I'm really, really looking forward to doing. I'm just wondering if you think that that would be a very good move for both of us.
I think what you're saying is absolutely wonderful, that you have the ability and the way to actually do something like that. Like, you can take your job someplace and you can say, I have a dream, and you can share that dream with someone. I do think there, for all the similarities that there are between you and him, that there are a few differences. And I think as long as you're prepared for that and you understand that it's not really easy to go someplace all, you know, where you don't know anybody, even if you know one person. It's still kind of difficult.
I mean, I went to Charlotte for 7 years by myself, and I knew not anybody, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was rough, but, you know, I make the most of it. You know, I'm not afraid.
Yeah, and I know you're not. And as long as you know all of that, and you also realize that, you know, it takes commitment and work. A real relationship does, especially when you have people that have similar personalities, but also you've got different ways of thinking about a few things. And I think you're going to do fine. I say go for it. You know, it sounds like it's well thought out. It sounds like you know in your gut what's right for you. And it sounds like a grand adventure. It really does.
You're really right, though, about him. Like, we do rap horns occasionally about, you know, different philosophies on things. And, you know, I'm a little bit headstrong. He's a little more polished than I am.
Yeah.
I am very blunt and forthright. And I think he's not really accustomed to that style. And I don't think he likes my deliverance sometimes, but this is me.
Yes.
You know,
and
I'm not changing my
colors. You're probably going to be the one that's going to have to temper yourself more than him, because he doesn't really have the capacity to. So, you know.
Well, I'm actually his better half in business. So it actually is working out.
Well, yeah, because
you're
very logical and you see things logically, and he's more emotional and he kind of gets fiery about stuff. And he is very charismatic, and I do see that. He's a very charismatic person. But I don't know. He's a man, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
the thing
is,
I just want to make sure that this is going to be the right thing, because lately he came on this time, and we had a couple of, like, you know, disagreements, and I'm, like, saying to myself, yeah, I wonder if this is really going to be the right thing. I know he could be the right man, but I wonder if this is going to be the right thing, though, because it's a big move, you know?
Well, in business.
It's a really
business,
big move.
You said you were really good with business, so think about it from a business-type standpoint. As long as you have full disclosure and you understand all of those things, and you're willing to bend a little and compromise a little, and you have good knowledge about the person that you're getting ready to go into business with, which in his case would be him, you know, then as long as you understand all of that, then you're in a great position to enjoy your grand adventure, to go off and do this and not have any surprises, you know? So, yeah,
right.
You're going to headbutt, because you do have two different ways of philosophies of looking at life, but they do. You kind of mesh well together like pieces of a puzzle, in a sense, and what he's missed, what he lacks, you provide, and what he, you know, he gives you the spontaneity and the zest, you know, and you're more logical and practical and think of things a little bit in those terms, you know. So it's almost like the right brain and the left brain coming together in a relationship, and it's great. It's exactly how it was meant to be. But it's not always going to be smooth sailing.
I'm just concerned that the business isn't going to prosper. That's the whole point. with us having possibly business disagreements. That's my whole concern, you know, with the relationship.
Well, I think, and if you establish, I mean, I know this sounds very businesslike, but it's logical. If you establish the ground rules ahead of time for a partnership, basically, especially if you're going into business together, that you have two different maybe philosophies and ways of doing things, but, you know, that you can always, I don't know what the rules for you would be comfortable for you. Like, you always talk about decisions before you make them, but one person always has the final word, you know, or something like that, because otherwise no decision would ever be made if it's equal partnership. Someone's going to have to make a final decision, you know. And so if you can establish ground rules at the very beginning, it's going to be a success.
I hope so.
I mean, I think you know that. It's going to work out. But you just have to know that, you know the rules ahead of time.
But you see business flying, you see it taking off, and it's all good.
Yeah. I actually feel like you're going to establish your sense of family. There. Kind of create your own roots.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And you're lovely. And I thank you so much for taking out this time and this wonderful reading.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Hey, have a really good night,
you
okay?
You too. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
You too.
Okay. So next, Yvette, because we have a lot of calls here, and we're going to take area code 510 now. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Hey, how's
Hello.
It going?
Yes, this is Camille. And
Camille.
My question is, yes, mm-hmm. I am considering taking on a housemate. What energy do you see on this prospect?
A housemate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like a roommate type situation?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, of course, I can only read your energy.
Of course.
But I will see what I can see here. I feel like it's probably a good idea. I think that this person has something to teach you. And I feel like you're going to be victorious. Actually, it's going to expand things that you already know. I don't know if you've lived by yourself for a long time or something.
Yes.
But it's going to make, you know, you're an incredibly generous person. Be careful about saying, oh, that's okay. Financially, you know, because this needs to be beneficial to both of you guys.
Right.
It's going to be, I think it could be a fun summer. I think there's a lot of good, fun times ahead of you. I don't think it's going to be as hard as you think it's going to be. But just be careful with you're so generous and you give of yourself and you give of, I mean, you're financially generous to people too. So be careful about saying, that's okay, you know, when it's really not okay.
Yeah, I mean,
but
honestly,
I do see,
I'm not financially generous at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
you're opening your home.
Yeah, well, I have.
Right, you're opening your home, and that's
doubt,
a big,
yeah.
That's a big deal. I mean, and that's a generous thing to do, and it's going to be, but just make sure it's beneficial evenly all the way around. And I do see it like kind of a fun summer for you. And
okay,
also
thanks.
you get a chance to learn something from each other. So
okay.
That's
see
good.
It as a learning opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey,
yep,
take
you're
it
welcome.
Easy, Camille. Thank you.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Okay, and the next call we have is area code 919. Hello.
Hello, this is Maggie from North Carolina. Hello, Yvette.
Oh, Maggie, you have such
Hi,
a
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
She does.
Yes, Yvette and I know each other.
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to see, Yvette, if you'll pull a card for me.
I will. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and it's good to hear your voice.
Yes, I feel the same way. Ah. So, Maggie, are you thinking of doing something new in your work or expanding
something?
I'm
doing it. Yeah, I'm expanding a few things.
Yeah, and I see that's very good, very much a victory for you. And it takes a little courage, doesn't it? It takes a little letting go and believing in something bigger.
Yeah, putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
Be willing to do that and doing something a little different. I'm expanding my Reiki practice. I'm a reader, a reader and numerologist, but I'm also doing Reiki, and I'm expanding my practice and doing long-distance sessions. So, yeah, so some of that has been, and the technology of, you know, just making some videos and doing some things like that, participating in that. So, and I'm expanding some meditations. I do mini meds, what I call them, and they're small meditations. Yeah. So just getting, you know, getting the technology of putting it out there and working on that. So it can feel overwhelming at times, but exciting.
Yeah, and I see victory. I see victory in that. I think you're going to do just fine. And the fears that you have about it, you know, they're just completely unfounded. You're right on track. This is what you're supposed to do. And I don't know if you're thinking about teaching a little bit or maybe having mentoring or something, but there's a lot of, for some reason I see that it's like you need to know, you need to understand that you've reached your pinnacle, and so you can take that role on more, you know. You can mentor, and it's just like you're building, like a perfect craftsman. You're doing this perfectly, you know, just if like a craftsman would, like an artisan sort of thing. So it's beautiful to me. I think it's going to be wonderful. You're going to do great.
Oh, that's great, because I also work with animals. So I'm really wanting to teach people to how to work with their animals through Reiki.
That's a wonderful idea. And people really, I mean, animals, I mean, I know our cats, when we moved, they're so nervous. They were so nervous and so traumatized by it. And you know, animals need Reiki, too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that's a wonderful thing. And I think that would be something that people will appreciate. So a little educating people about that will be wonderful, too. Because I don't think there's a lot out there about that, really. I've never read too much about it.
No,
I mean, you think of Reiki for yourself, but you don't think about it for your animals, and that's a wonderful idea.
Exactly.
And I mean, they're so, our companions, our fur babies, you know, they give us so much and so unconditionally, and they make our lives so much better. And so to be able to give something back to them so that they feel more comfortable and at ease in life, because it's a harsh life here.
Yeah,
With rescue animals, and they, you know, when they come into your home, it's a whole new thing, because you know, you don't always know their history. And I notice they respond very well to Reiki. You don't even have to touch the animals.
No.
And also, they drink a lot of water after you do the Reiki, just like people, like you suggest people do. But I just find that fascinating, so I love doing that. Oh, that's great. Thanks for pulling a card for me, and it was just so
nice. Wonderful. What a wonderful thing, and you have such a gentle spirit, I know, and you're so good at what you do, so don't let any fear hold you back, because you're great. You really are.
Well, thank you for taking my call of that, and it's good hearing your voice. I see you on Facebook, but it's nice to hear your voice.
I feel the same way. Thank you so much.
You have a lovely evening.
Hey, you too,
you too.
Maggie. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so Yvette, we had the woman that you did a reading for earlier say that she wanted to know if you did have a website. She's going to book a reading, and she's going to get that 50% off, the 50% off that Yvette is offering tonight out of any reading that she does, and we put the menu on the show page. So it's fantastic if you guys take advantage of this, because, like I said, if you had $1 million, first thing I would do is hire Yvette to give me a reading about what you get $1 million. Now, I'll never have that problem. However, do you have a website up right now, Yvette?
I do not have one up right now. I'm sorry, I do not.
Okay.
It's that technological thing. I am working on it, and I will get one, but I just don't right at the moment.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so we have another caller, and it is from area code 857. Let's see what they're up to. Area code 857.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. What's your name, honey?
My name is Linda.
Linda.
Hi, Linda. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm in Massachusetts.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you North Shore, South Shore, or out west?
I'm out west.
Okay.
Are you on the
shore? Hello, again. I had a question regarding finance and seeing an increase and just when things tend to get better.
I have to tell you also that I don't know if you believe in God or if you pray or if you just talk to the angels or you just talk to the universe in general, but your prayers are being heard. Keep asking and keep telling the universe what you need and telling God how you feel. And I see that you're very overburdened and it's sometimes it smashes you flat. A little bit of it has nothing to do with you. It's more of having to wait for other people's crap to fall into place and kind of having to sit back. And even though you want to get in the midst of it, you really don't have, you know, it's not your stuff that you're having to deal with a lot of it. But it does smash you flat sometimes. I do see a major transition coming for you, a change in things, and that your prayers are being answered or they're being heard, and just keep praying because it's not senseless to do it. You're doing what you need to be doing, and that just know it's temporary, that you're this feeling of being smashed flat sometimes where you can't even get up off the ground, feeling
yeah.
of heaviness, you know,
yeah.
about finances. Some of it's not even up to you. You know, it's almost out of your control, and it's a very frustrating, harsh place to be because you're having to wait for other people to do what they're supposed to do, and you know. And so if that helps ease your burden a little bit, but just know it's temporary. It's not going to always feel like this. You are going to have some relief. It may take a major life transformation.
With this major transformation, I didn't mean to cut you off, my thought. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
With this transformation, I mean, is it sometime within the next month? I need a breakthrough, bad. I'm doing my best to get up every day and stay in a place of faith.
I don't generally see time, but it seems because I'm reading your energy right at this very moment, and I see that transformation, then I feel like, yes, it's going to come quickly for you. You're actually in the midst of it. And like I said, some of it is you waiting for someone else to do what they're supposed to do. It's the most helpless feeling in the world, especially when it affects you and you're laying flat on your back and can't move,
yeah.
you know, feeling like that, feeling smashed. Do your neck and shoulders hurt sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Epsom salt baths, taking a hot bath, taking a little time to do whatever clears your head, walk. I don't know if you go to the gym or whatever it is that you do that relaxes you. It's more important now than ever because of that feeling of being smashed that you do those things to keep you from having that neck, that upper neck and upper back problem. Okay? And know that that's just a symptom and a reflection of the burden that you're feeling right now and that you are in the midst of a transition and that it won't always feel this bad.
Okay.
And that your prayers are being heard, so you keep praying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
Because I know it's hard.
Yeah.
When you're that burden for that long, you can get sick, you know. So be careful and take care of yourself.
And thank you for confirming that. I was starting to feel like God wasn't listening. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. I wish you the best.
God bless you, Linda.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you.
Okay. That's fantastic. you know, and again, I just want to say, Yvette, just for tonight until Central Time midnight, Yvette is having a 50% off of her reading sale, and that means you must book it and pay for it this evening. And I've posted her email address to send to PayPal, if you guys have PayPal, in the chat room. And if you have any questions, just like type it into the chat room here. And you know, I would like I said before a million times, I would. This is such, she's so affordable anyways, but 50% off is like, why wouldn't you do that? Your life could be so much better. You get these questions answered. And it's just like, it's invaluable, really. She knows what she's talking about. She's just fantastic, and I'm really glad that we become friends. And
Me too. So Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, Yvette, tell us, like, now you're saying to this Linda, you know, you're saying, Linda, your prayers are being heard. Now, how do you see things when you're giving a reading to someone? Like, what comes into play when you are picking up information about people?
Well, when I do a reading, it's like, you know, when somebody calls me and asks me a question, they're giving me permission to read their energy, and so it's an energy exchange of energy. I always feel like it's such a privilege and a responsibility for me to do that, because they're trusting me with their energy, and that's why I can't really read other people, you know, when somebody calls and asks about somebody else, because I don't have that permission, and I'm doing a snapshot of what I see around them right now. When I say that their prayers are being answered, or how I see things, is I lay down the cards, but somebody told me one time I could read a carton of eggs, that I wasn't really reading the cards, and I just think sometimes that's probably true. It's more of a channeling, and the tarot cards kind of just help me sometimes get an image or a thought or a feeling, or to, I don't know, it kind of tunes in the energy like a radio station for me. But when I say somebody's prayers are being answered, I know we all have our ways of talking to the universe, or we talk to God, or we, you know, and people pray, they pray for things, and sometimes we don't know if they're being heard. And it's important that we understand that those prayers are being heard. And also, we have such a variety of help available to us. We have angels, we have guardians, we have our higher self, we have God, you know. And people forget that we get so busy with life, and, you know, especially perfectionists who want to do everything themselves, and, you know, have had a hard life, and they're tough, and they want to do it themselves. They forget. They might be the first person to help somebody else, but they forget that they can ask for help from other people, friends.
Right.
You know,
right.
That people are waiting. If we allow someone to do something nice for us, we're actually allowing them, we're helping them fulfill their purpose in life, and maybe a lesson in life that they need to learn or to understand. And so if you can look at it from that, you know, viewpoint, then it's not so hard to ask for help when we need it from whomever.
Right. No, I agree. Okay, so we have 11 minutes left, and we're going to take the next call, and it is area code 919. 919, are you with us?
North Carolina.
Hello there.
Hello?
I guess they don't want to talk. Okay. That was shy, silent, and tall, and handsome, and he didn't want to talk. Okay, area code 857. Are you with us?
Oh, you already took me. Let me press one to come out of
sorry.
You. It's, oh, no, no, it's okay. I'll.
Okay.
Thank you.
And area code 858. I don't know if I took you before. Area code 858?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great, doing fine, thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Yvette.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. And you?
I'm doing fine. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Roxana.
Hi, Roxana. Did you have a question for me?
Yeah, we can ask you any kinds of questions.
Yeah.
I have a
question. Okay.
I have a question about my relationship with the gentleman that I am dating.
Okay. Let me see what I can see. Are you currently dating him?
Well, before July, and he left on a long vacation with his family.
Yeah. I see that. I don't know why, but I feel like there's a little bit of agitation around this, and I'm not exactly sure. It's a little bit like taming wild beasts, gentling someone down, or fishing, I guess, is another thing that I think of when I see this. It's like landing a very large fish and with on test line that's not strong enough. Does that make sense to you? Like a 40-pound fish on 19-pound
I don't know. I'm just listening. I want to see what you pick up about this.
Yeah, so I feel like you're it's a kind of a bit of a struggle for some reason, and I don't know. Really, it's more of just, you know, kind of bringing them closer to you and then letting them kind of be free for a little bit and then bringing them a little bit closer. And each time, it's a lot of work. This is a lot of work. It's not real simple and easy. And then maybe that upsets you sometimes or makes you feel a little trapped. I don't think you need to present yourself in any other way other than that, what the way that you are to this person. I don't know if you sometimes feel like you have to be one way when you're really not, but you don't need to do that because who you are as a person is perfectly okay. You're perfect just the way you are. So don't feel like you have to present yourself in any other way except how you really are. But it does seem like this is a little more work than, it's just not as easy as it could be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a gentling of a person, a taming of wild beasts.
I know all about that.
Hmm.
Roxana, is that true, do you think?
I didn't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah. And you know, it's, I don't know what the financial connection is or the financial aspect is to it, but I do feel like there's something to do with finances, and I don't know if that's just around you or if it's around this relationship, because I'm just reading your energy right now. So I see this kind of struggle that you're having. I see the agitation. I see this feeling of sometimes being trapped and having to present yourself in a way that's not authentic feeling sometimes, and you don't have to because you're okay. Who you are is absolutely perfect. So you don't have to be somebody different. And then I see a financial aspect around this also. So,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Well, thank you
so
much.
So I think the important thing to remember is who you are is just fine.
Okay.
You don't have to be anybody else but who you are. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roxana. Okay. And we're going to be able to take one more call, and that is area code 386. Hello, area code 386.
Hello, hi.
Hey.
Hello.
What's going on?
How are you guys?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. My name is Marjorie.
Hey, Marjorie.
Hi, Marjorie.
Hi. And I'd say you've got another relationship question here.
Lovely, I like them.
I
hey, that's important. Relationships are important to us, so definitely.
Yeah.
So are you currently in a relationship?
Kind of thought of something new, and I'm a little, you know, not sure about it. So I would just like to see if you can give me a little insight about this gentleman.
Yeah, I feel like for you personally that you spend a lot of time feeling less than perfect, and there's nothing, like I was telling the previous caller, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. You're actually kind of the total package as far as a woman. I mean, you just, you're, it's like that song, you could bring home the bacon fried up in a pan, you know, and stuff like that. So but I don't think that you actually see yourself that way so much, and that you feel less than perfect at times, I just, there's no reason to, because you're like the total package, and so if you can remember that, then that gives you sort of a level of self-confidence that is super attractive, you know.
Right.
Be careful of what you say to yourself, because we're always our own worst critic, and the words that we use when we talk to ourselves, we wouldn't dream of saying to another person, but yet we talk rough to ourselves. So be careful about your inner dialogue, and make sure that what you're saying to yourself is not negative, you know,
okay.
And it isn't harmful to you, because I think you spend a lot of time saying, oh God, I'm so stupid, or whatever, you know, not necessarily
right.
stupid, but just, I should have done this, or should have done that, or how could I do
right.
it, you know.
Well,
I'm almost
second
self-embarrassed.
Guessing a lot.
And second guessing and stuff like
that.
Right. And so be careful of your inner dialogue and what you say to yourself, because your words have power, and especially the words we say to ourselves. And if it's something you wouldn't dream of saying to your friend, then don't say it to yourself, because you deserve as much respect as you would give your friend.
Right.
And know that you're the total package, you know. Just know that you kind of can do it all, that you're kind of all of that together. And, you know, time, as far as this relationship, I get the answer, time will tell. So I don't know if you have some reservations or you're not sure how it's going to play out, but time is your friend in this instance, so don't rush it. Don't, you know, let time play it out, because the answers to some of the questions that you have will be answered with time,
if
that makes sense.
Got it. Okay. I'll just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, exactly. And watch your inner dialogue, because you're just A-okay, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, have a good night. Okay. How wonderful, Yvette, to be able to touch people's lives and hearts. And,
I know.
You know, this is...
I love it.
I do, too. I just love... being able to reach out and let people know, it's not scary. We all get rejected. I've been rejected so many times. We all have struggles. We all lose loved ones. We all watch our loved ones suffer. We all suffer. But this doesn't define our lives. It does not define our future, because we are here to find happiness and love. And even though we go through, you can be okay. We go through so much stuff, but you can be okay in the midst of chaos. You can be. And this, you know.
And we remain intact. We remain intact, you know. We have circumstances and situations that affect us in life, but who we are, our core being, we remain intact, and we have to start seeing ourselves for who we really are, because we all have some sort of vision, and we have this internal dialogue going on. And like I said, we say things to ourselves that we wouldn't dream of saying to anybody else. We're so much rougher on ourselves, and we deserve the same respect we would give a good friend or anybody, for that matter. You know,
I agree.
So be careful what you say to yourself, because it is hurtful, and words have power. They really do.
And words have so much power, as you said. Now, I just want to remind people, tonight, you guys, if you're still listening and you haven't gotten a reading or booked a reading with Yvette yet, it is 50% off of the menu on the show page right now. If you book a reading and pay for it tonight, it is 50% off of the prices listed on the show page, and that will remain until midnight Central Time, which is about an hour and a half from now. So we're like losing time right now on the show, but listen, I appreciate so much you guys calling and listening in.
I
and
do too.
Yvette, thank you so much for sharing your time with us and just giving us your lovely hopefulness and everything that you do. It's just amazing, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you, and we will be back. We don't know when we're going to schedule the next show, but we'll be soon. And you guys take care of each other and have a good night, and we will talk soon, I hope. Take care, you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Living hell of another world.
Step out of the world you see.
You do not respond.
The Supernatural Radio Show. Open up your mind.
We programmed your brain.
The Supernatural Radio Show.
You must learn to obey.
Brought to you by PurplePlates.com for harmony, healing, and living energy products for a greater quality of life. The Supernatural Radio Show.